Today is an exciting day for pro football fans. There are only 3 weeks left in the regular season, but there are tons of teams still in contention for the playoffs. If that's not exciting enough for you, maybe try NFL Red Zone. For the uninitiated, the Red Zone is that area inside the 20-yard line where scoring happens most often. And NFL Red Zone is all about the scoring. For 7 hours straight, every football Sunday, they show you every single score from every single game as it happens, which sometimes involves multiple games on screen at the same time. Sound crazy? We sent our producer Becky Sullivan to spend a day behind the scenes and see just how chaotic it can be.
It's 7:15 a.m. Pacific time at the NFL Network offices in Culver City, here in the Los Angeles area. The sun's just risen. It's a little chilly outside. Inside, everyone's looking sleepy, dressed in hoodies, holding coffee. That is, everyone except Scott Hansen. Hansen is the host of the NFL Red Zone. Boyish, blonde, a big smile full of pearly whites. Right now, he is the very picture of vitality.
Well, see, I woke up about 5 a.m., and I stayed up last night until about, 11 or maybe close to midnight.
His energy lasts unabated all day, and it has to. Hosting Red Zone sounds exhausting.
9 games will kick off at 1 o'clock Eastern. 4 more games will kick off in the 4 o'clock Eastern hour. We show every touchdown from every game, no commercials. It is a roller coaster ride.
The morning meeting starts at 8 a.m. Hansen has this huge stack of papers packed with rosters and statistics and streaks and records.
Jets and Vikings.
One by one, the production team goes through each of the 13 games, talking out potential storylines. Players to watch, narratives to highlight, that kind of thing.
So the Jets have attempted 45 passes that have gone 20 yards in the air. You know, deep shots, basically. They have 6 completions on those 45 attempts and 8 interceptions. So the other team has caught it more than they have when they throw it 20 yards in the air.
Hansen and the crew are practiced at this by now. The NFL Network started Red Zone just over 5 years ago, modeled after a similar show on DirecTV that's only available to their subscribers. Both channels have millions of viewers. When Scott Hansen was in the audition process for this job, he watched a few tapes of DirecTV's version. He's friends with their host.
And I watched it, and I called him up, and I asked the embarrassing first question that everybody asks me is, when do you get a bathroom break during the 7 hours?
The answer? Well, sometimes you don't get one. So right before the show is about to go on air, he's giving a quick tour of the studio to some visitors when his stage manager interrupts him.
Up here, we'll have the scores of all 9 games. It's the matchup board right now.
Yep.
I need to excuse myself for a moment because I get my last bathroom break of the day right now. I'll be right back.
It's actually kind of a shock to walk into the studio. It's painted a vivid bright green. There's a silver podium in the middle, and that's it. On air, the rest of the studio is computer-generated, even the floor.
20.
Except for Hansen and his stage manager, it's totally silent in here.
Coming to VO. 10 seconds.
And he's off.
4 fingers in the air as the regular season hits its final quarter.
And Red Zone is on the air.
End the Steelers' division title hopes. The Colts with a chance.
Barely a minute goes by before the first touchdown of the day.
Yep. Pick 6, first play of the game.
First snap.
Wow.
They weren't showing that game live, so the crew has to roll it back on a replay machine, get the transition effect ready, get the timing just right. Then just 16 seconds later, it's on.
Check out the first play from scrimmage in the Jets-Vikings game.
And then it's back to silence in the studio. The chaos is in the control room, just on the other side of 2 soundproof doors.
Stand by with this flag. We're going to update Megatron's touchdown. Stand by. Game 3 update yellow.
Game 3 yellow update.
That's the producer, Brian Nettles. He's making decisions about what to show these first few hours. It's very dark in here. The only light comes from the dozens of TV monitors. There's one for each game, each replay, each graphic. I count 59, and that doesn't even include their computers.
Okay, I need to get ready for 5-3, and then bring in Detroit.
The live games are on the numbered feeds. Then there are 4 replay banks named after colors: steel, bronze, yellow, and green.
Roll yellow effect. Boom.
There's a director, an engineer, and 7 other guys just keeping an eye on the games, the replays, looking up statistics, double-checking the rules. If that sounds like a lot of things to balance, it is. And sometimes it comes crashing down. About an hour into the broadcast, one of the replay feeds started rewinding, live on the air. but in a couple seconds they fixed it, and Scott Hansen doesn't bat an eyelash.
And an update in the Browns and Colts game. Brian Hoyer on 3rd and 4, and...
And you know, given the craziness of the control room, the 9 games they're juggling, the constant switching, the fact that I only saw one mistake might be the most impressive thing of all. 7 exhausting hours later, there's just one thing left to do. Make the signature 10-minute-long montage of all the day's touchdowns, one after another.
And the catch is made by Benjamin for a Carolina touchdown.
Go for the touchdown! Touchdown!
And that's the allure of Red Zone. If you'd been watching all day, you'd have seen all 64 of them already. Becky Sullivan, NPR News.